And now, to assess the national political situation, we turn to Slate's Will Salatin. Most Mondays, he joins us to talk about presidential politics. He's Slate's political analyst. Hi, Will.
Hi, Noah.
As we've heard, there are the terror warnings out for certain prominent buildings in New York and Washington. It's a reminder, in a way, that not the subtext, but in fact, the text of this campaign is terrorism.
Yes, you know, this is the biggest factor in the election, and it's the one that neither candidate controls. There are, of course, Democrats who think that Republicans are manipulating this. I mean, Howard Dean was on television this weekend suggesting that this is the timing of this announcement is very suspicious, that, the White House is once again trying to put terrorism first and foremost right after the Democratic convention because it helps the president. On the other hand, you know, Senator Kerry has made a big deal of pushing the idea that various reports, most recently the 9/11 Commission report, show that the White House isn't doing enough on this issue. In a strange way, though, the player in this election that has the most say over this issue, you know, it's the terrorists. It's Al-Qaeda. They can sort of decide that they want to influence the election one way or another. They certainly tried to do it in Spain, and one fears that they might try to do it again.
Today, President Bush endorsed some of the 9/11 Commission recommendations. How politically inspired could that be seen as well?
It could be seen as politically inspired just because the argument would be that President Bush is responding to pressure from Senator Kerry to act more forcefully on the recommendations. But really, I mean, what a monstrous political success that would be for the Democratic Party, the party that's not perceived as particularly strong on defense, to have, you know, forced the president to respond to them. I would say that it might be political, but if so, it's a sign of political success, good political tactics on the Democrats' part.
Campaigning continues. John Kerry, John Edwards will be in Michigan and Florida. The strange thing here is there really wasn't a bounce after the Democratic convention last week, just a slight bump in a couple of opinion polls. Surprising?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Bush's pollster put out a memo to the press suggesting that, you know, he would expect, you know, Kerry, based on past results of past Democratic nominees, to get a bounce of up to 15 points, which is crazy. It's just crazy because John Kerry, first of all, is starting out from a much better position in the polls than past nominees. Bill Clinton got a huge bounce in 1992 because he was nowhere in the polls. You know, this year is just a very high percentage of voters committed to one candidate or the other. You know, either you agree with the president or you don't. So there aren't a lot of undecideds to move around. I look at I look at consistency. And I see two polls, the Newsweek poll and the Zogby poll, both of which have come out a little bit since the convention and before. And what those polls show is that since February, President Bush has not risen above 46%. And the percentage saying that he should not be reelected or that someone else should be given a chance has not fallen below 50. So I think that the polls have not moved much and that that's basically good news for Senator Kerry.
Now, numbers aside, do you think the Democratic convention last week in Boston did what the Democrats would need to stay competitive with President Bush?
Yeah, you know, most people, because they've already decided the incumbent has not done a good enough job, they're looking at John Kerry and asking themselves, could this guy be president? Could he protect the country against terrorists? That's the big hurdle he has to jump. And I think he did a pretty good job of that in his acceptance speech. I think the convention was targeted at exactly what it needed to be targeted at, which was persuadable voters, people who were uncertain about Senator Kerry, that he would be a strong enough president on national security.
Today, Will, the Democrats are releasing an entire book. It's 250 pages about policy. It's called Our Plan for America Stronger at Home, Respected in the World. Who's going to read a book like that?
Well, I think the reason they put out a book like this is pretty much so that you and I will talk about it, Noah. I mean, let's face it, we don't have time to read a long book on policy. The average voter certainly doesn't, and no one really expects a candidate to spend the time writing all that themselves. But somehow, writing a book gives you cachet. It's just like if you have a friend who has a room full of books, you think they're a big reader, even if they aren't. I think every candidate likes to put out a book to show that they're knowledgeable, and especially if you're the challenger.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin, who writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Noah.